Hello, everyone. Welcome to what is the third podcast in a series that I'll be producing for you. My name is Steve Nichols, Executive Connections Managing Director. We work with senior level executives, help them land their next role faster. And we do that by career coaching and making networking introductions and all sorts of other exciting bits and pieces, such as the subject of this podcast, which is the CV, the humble CV. Now, guaranteed to cause more arguments than politics or religion combined, I think, about what makes a good CV. This is something that you can, as a broader document, download via the website, by the way, if you look under the free reports tab on there. What I'm going to do is try and distill a few of the main points for you in this podcast. Let's accept that everyone is going to have a view about what makes a compelling CV. There are always going to be different views on this, variations, CV styles, appropriateness, fonts, photographs, colors, don't use colors, all the rest of it. I'm going to try and distill down what seems to be the main viewpoints here. When I say viewpoints, we've spoken to hundreds of recruiters over the years, myself and my colleagues, and the views that we come to here are based on what the majority of those recruiters tell us. So this isn't just our own precious view that we're inventing as being what makes a great CV. It's based on real conversations with real recruiters in a very practical sense. So first and foremost, I would say that they would like to see, and by they I mean the recruiters, and whenever I mention that, would like to see a compelling executive summary. So if at the top you've got something that says profile, might not have a heading at all, the bit where you're talking just about you, that's the piece I'm talking about. I would title that as executive summary, make it between six and ten lines long, probably. It wants to be really compelling. Really succinct. Don't use the same words twice in the same sentence. Take out the fluff. Make it very, very factual. And include a little bit of information in there, if you can, about the size and scope of your role so that people can just instantly get a picture as to the seniority of your role and the kind of projects or P&L that you've been involved in. So, okay. I would say that after the executive summary, now what you see is just after that on many CVs, you'll then see a list of points, and those points are key skills that are there sometimes to work the algorithms on CV websites. Other times it's just there to make it easier for the reader. The jury's out a little bit. I've got no major objection to that section, but most recruiters would prefer to see that summary section I've just mentioned, and then go straight into the chronological career history. So, up to you, but that's the views that we've had. Now, when you're in that chronological career history, it doesn't want to be a job description. Any points that you put down there need to actually just that, have a point. So, you may have heard of the STAR acronym. I believe I mentioned it in one of the earlier podcasts. So, situation, task, action, result. So, that could be, in very generic and off-the-cuff terms, I was brought in to rectify such and such a situation. I established that to do this, I would need to do X, Y, Z. Specifically, I undertook these actions. Or this, and this action, whichever you prefer. And then at the end, the R, the result. So important to actually include that result in every single case. Because, you know, otherwise, what is the point? Recruiters also like to see percentage signs and pounds, euros, dollars, whatever currency your role was involved in working in primarily. Try to keep the same currency throughout the CV, a resume, by the way. So spend a bit of time, though, just rewinding very slightly before I run away with myself here on the STAR side of things. Spend a little bit of time on that summary, on that executive summary. That should be really, really compelling. It should be the written version of your elevator pitch, shall we say, as compelling as that. So anyway, back to the STAR points. So every bullet point should have a point. Essentially, you work right down through your CV, make sure every bullet point actually has that compelling piece to it. If it doesn't, why is it there? Move it out. Right at the very end of your CV, just a quick point before I forget, is that hobbies and interests is a good little section to put in. People like to see the human side. It doesn't need to be extensive. Just a line or two of the kind of things you do. But please, I hope you're long enough in the tooth listening to this that you won't put in things that you can't back up. I remember doing an interview once to someone and they put in their hobbies and interests. This is a far more junior kind of role I'm talking about now, but they put in their hobbies. I like reading. So just conversationally, not with a will to try and catch anybody out, but conversationally, I asked, so what's the last book you read? And she stumbled over that and couldn't actually answer it. So I thought, well, you're not really doing much reading then, are you, in that event? So what it does do is cast doubt on the rest of the CV as well, if you think about it logically. So anyway, I'm sure that's an absolute rarity. Make sure that your hobbies and interests maybe include a little bit of continuous professional development information in there as well. You can sneak that into that section. But people are curious. People want to find out about the human side. And, you know, it's a small section, but something that can just help show a little bit more about you in what is a fairly dry and serious document overall, you know. So in terms of how it should look, there are some slight differences geographically speaking on this, you know, in terms of parts of the Middle East and the EU, a photograph is quite prevalent. I've heard of a one-page summary document as being quite popular in certain countries also. But just essentially, keep the font contemporary. So could be, I'm not going to be prescriptive about that. You know, something like Arial, Calibri, something like that. Make it, I'd say, 11 point. You know, a 2 or 3 page CV is not a problem, particularly with someone who is at a senior level and has a career behind them. So what that CV wants to be is almost like a one-size-fits-all document. Headhunters and recruiters might well change it anyway, you know, and if they're putting you in for a certain role, they may well want to tweak it. That document is designed to get you in the door. That's literally all it's designed to do. So don't get too obsessed with it. You know, you'll get tons and tons of different views about what makes a good CV. It is the first thing to try and get the door open in most cases, although if you listen to the Hidden Jobs Market podcast, you'll know that I'm very big on putting your personal brand and thought leadership out there as well. So that's a very important element. But anyway, so to summarize, our views come from that independent research report, which you can download from the website as well. Feel free to connect with me, LinkedIn or Twitter. And I look forward to speaking to you again in the next podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening. Thank you.